You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15 to verse 18. Then Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became healed. David therefore pleaded with God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of the house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. Then on the seventh day, it came to pass that the child died. And the servant of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead. But they said, indeed, while the child was alive, we spoke to him, and he would not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do some harm. This is the story of David, after Prophet Nathan had confronted him with his sin. He immediately acknowledged that he had sinned. But then the scripture says that the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David. You remember, Uriah's wife became pregnant and then gave birth to a child. After David had repented and acknowledged his sin, and God had forgiven him, that child became sick. Now, brethren, you need to know that God does not prosper the flesh. Many people are praying today for things that God wants to get out of their lives. Many people are praying for a relationship that should actually die. Many people are praying for the works of the flesh. A man that is seeking to be famous in his heart is praying, is fasting, is sowing seed so that God can open door of ministry unto him. Whereas it is flesh that is behind it and is wondering why God is slow or God is not answering his prayers. There are things that must die. The works of the flesh has only one judgment. It is death. Many things people are praying for, many things they are fasting for, are things that God does not even want in their lives. Look at what David did. The Bible says, David therefore pleaded with God for the child. Look at the word. He pleaded. He made supplication. He prayed. And then the Bible says, and David fasted. Can you imagine David fasted, dry fasting for 7 days? Dry fasting for 7 days. The Bible says, and he lay all night on the ground. Can you imagine? He did all night prayer. Brethren, prayer will not change the will of God. Prayer will not make God to endorse the flesh. Anything that is of the sinful nature, anything that is of the flesh must die. Today, people are praying all manner of prayers over issues that what they need is repentance, over issues that they need to let go. You know, when somebody tells you that what God does not do does not exist, that will sound true to your ears. What they didn't tell you is that there are many things that to do. The person that tells you that will not tell you to repent. Because the reason why you are looking for a God that can do anything is because you don't want to repent and you want certain issues addressed in your life. When the real issue is the issue of sin and repentance. Eventually, this child died. So, brethren, I want you to note that there are things that must die. Those things, they don't respond to prayer. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-678-52. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.